Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
We've certainly had a fair amount of concern around these kidnappings. What has happened in Rembrandt Park? Is this something that is a part of a trend? Is there a way to that we need to be careful about it? There has been a South African police statement saying a meticulous investigation by the Gauteng Serious Organized Crime Investigation of the Hawks is talking about. And with the Sandringham Police Department, they have been looking at the alleged involvement of trafficking of people as well as extortion. And this is obviously something that we would want to hear a little bit more about. Joining us this morning is Colonel Vilani Nkwalase, who is the Hawks spokesperson. A very, very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us and providing this information to our listeners. How are you?
I am good. Good morning to you and the listeners as well. Thank you for having us as well. Thank you.
And certainly all the best to you and to the Hawks for 2025. Tell us about this. Tell us about this situation, this kidnapping. How did this play out?
All right. Basically, the kidnapping incident, it happened through further investigation. The Sandringham Police, as well as the Hawks, in concert with other government department, basically on Friday, responded to the incident that had happened on Thursday night, mm-hmm. where around about 26 Ethiopians were found naked in a particular house in the area. So now, developments on that found that there was another case that was opened in Benoni in November already. And the case was opened in November of a kidnapping. Apparently, an Ethiopian national who was in South Africa already was allegedly kidnapped. The relatives opened a case. And that victim of kidnapping was apparently found amongst those that were found in that particular house, held against their will, kept naked. So obviously that one was released. And then we also sought the assistance of a translator. That's why we could also establish those developments. So now the trio that were arrested mm-hmm. on Thursday night were now additionally charged for extortion and kidnapping. They are expected to appear in court today in Johannesburg Magistrates Court. But because there were over 20 people that had to be interviewed, and so the interviews will continue today with the assistance of the translator, and additional ones would be brought in. And the case of trafficking in persons or possibly smuggling as well, that is another possibility, smuggling of persons, will only be court ready once every interviews of those people are actually finalized. So the trio for now will appear for the firearm possession. They will also appear for the kidnapping case that relates to Benoni case.
So what, in terms of the kidnapping, is it about the ransom? Is it about human trafficking for as in terms of slave or sex slave? What do we know? Do we understand what is actually the motivation here?
I think it's hard to speculate now. We try to avoid to do that, but because there are many factors at play. Firstly, all the people that were kept against their will, it must be pointed out they were all male.
Oh,
they were all male, and so there was no females amongst them. They were all male, and they were Ethiopian and national, including those that are arrested for keeping the others. The three were also from the same. They are from the same country. Now, there are issues of human smuggling and human trafficking, and the line is very blurred, and some people can easily, use it interchangeably, but they are different. Human trafficking, the main purpose of human trafficking is to exploit, whether it's sexual exploitation, which is more prevalent, the ones that we see in the country, or it's hard labor, that is your labor purposes, right, that we see whether it's illegal mining or not. So right, those are the main issues. But you also find in the country there are people who own shops who prefer to employ their own. In some instances, they would rather bring their own people in around, and right, then you might right find there is an agreement for these people to come here. So then it becomes not victims of human trafficking, it becomes human smuggling.
Right.
But
right,
you find same with human trafficking, people are kept until those syndicates that are operating and ensuring that they bring people here, they keep them hostage until money is paid. But the incident of kidnapping, it's totally different from this one, because the people were already in the country, the person was kidnapped and taken to the house. That case, and there was a ransom demanded of 180,000 rand. So these right are three separate scenarios that you could see unfolding all at the same time. Same goes with the interviews that will be continuing today. We would then still need to establish, did these people come here willingly? And now is it a matter of perhaps payment for the alleged perhaps smuggling that they were kept there? Then it would then mean even the so-called victim would have to be charged, because they agreed and they were aided by a criminal syndicate which kept them for payment. That's if we're taking the route of human smuggling. If we establish that they were actually smuggled into the country. But if they were trafficked, it's another ball game. They are victims of human trafficking, and of which initially that's how we are treating them. As victims of human trafficking, there are charges of human trafficking that are being, of trafficking in persons rather, that are being investigated.
And either way, it's very serious. And I would imagine it's not just about the actual crime, but the net and how they enter the country, how they cross borders, etc. So I would imagine that this investigation becomes actually a very, very broad one.
It's going to be a very broad one. You are quite correct on that one. And remember, this is not the first incident that has happened that relates to, Ethiopian nationals that were found, kept in a similar circumstances, naked. There was an incident where about 80 of them sometime last year. So, and that matter is still under our investigation, and even this one. So it tells you that there is a syndicate operating, and that syndicate is not limited to the three, and the three perhaps could have possibly been the gatekeepers of that premises. So obviously as time goes by, it will become more clearer, and hopefully those with information will come forward and assist. And even amongst those so-called victims that we have, which we need to establish, are they victims or accomplices? We will hopefully get that information and maybe have more possible arrest.
Well, I certainly hope that that it becomes a very successful investigation, an incredibly important and potentially dangerous aspect of crime. And that was the Hawks spokesperson talking to us about this incident.